This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
We've got Manny answering your calls when you ring us up at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Or you can call us from any 701 area code at 258-0550. Manny will take your call. We'll be ready to chat with you. You can also text Todd or I, 367-2054. For me, 367-2054. Or you can text Todd at 226-8503. Email's always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Scheduled guests on the program today. Later this hour, we're going to chat with a fellow by the name of Father Frank Pavone. I remember him speaking on the steps of the state capitol not long after the North Dakota legislature a few sessions ago passed some nation-leading legislation defending innocent life. And Father Pavone goes all across the country, really across the globe, defending innocent life, and as a phenomenal organization, and noticed what was happening in North Dakota, came out here. I think he's been out here at least once since. Anyway, he sent a note to a K-Fire team this week, and they forwarded it on to me, asking an important question, and that was, will North Dakotans demand that Senator Heitkamp reveal her position on the late-term abortion bill? So this is heating up. We're going to ask him about that today. We're going to chat with some folks from Great Plains Food Bank as we meet yet another charity doing good work as we count down to Giving Hearts Day. I have in my hand, Todd, a fistful of $100 gift cards for Giving Hearts Day. And we're going to be giving those out, which will allow you to give $100 to the charity of your choice. And then, of course, on Giving Hearts Day, it gets matched, so you can. A lot of these groups have, the group we talked to last week, unseen, had like $80,000 waiting to be matched. So you take your $100 and put it there, you just made $200 towards their $80,000 match. So kind of a nice deal. We're going to be giving those away the day before Giving Hearts Day. So we'll first tell you about some charities and what they're doing, and then do that. And then next hour, I want to play some excerpts from a teacher's comments to his students. It was a California classroom. Anybody see this over the weekend? It went crazy viral. Somebody had sent it to me and said, can you please help get this some attention? And they didn't need my help because before we even got on the air, it was everywhere. In fact, Fox and Friends this morning was playing excerpts on it. It's a teacher in Southern California. El Rancho High. He's a history teacher, this guy. He also serves as a city councilman. He was once a mayor. And he talks about these military members to his students, including the military overseas, as failed students who had no choice but to serve. Called members of the military the freaking lowest of the low in this classroom rant. Thankfully, some young student happened to be one with a Marine sweatshirt on, because you see him kind of holding the phone towards himself, and you see his sweatshirt for a second, but you just hear it. You don't see much of this guy. And my instinct would be to sort of ignore it, I guess. not sort of ignore it, just ignore it. And I don't know, I can't. Because the reason I thought this was worthy of saying something is because this teacher's probably not alone. Probably other people out there that think like this, and I want them to hear another side of this. I don't want this to stand. So we're going to play some of the excerpts, and then I'd like your response to him. And in turn, to anybody out there that has a viewpoint like this. Sort of sad they do. I'll just give you a little snippet of this guy. Some of the things he said to this class.
They're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They're the lowest of our low.
Okay, he swears through this whole thing, too. I don't know how many teachers get by with swearing like this, but the lowest of the low, they're not thinkers. They're not academic. They're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They aren't intellectual people. You know, I'd love to see this guy in a battlefield. Wouldn't you? You tell me they're not high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. Not to mention, what does that have to do with the price of fish? I care a lot more about what's in their heart, about wanting to protect and defend the United States of America, than I do what's in their head. But the idea that the military is made up of the lowest of our low is so offensive and just factually, ridiculously inaccurate. Another part of this that worries me a little bit, folks, and I think worthy of our pondering a little bit here today, this question, is how many classrooms is a scenario like this repeated? How many classrooms do you think this stuff gets repeated? So anyway, we're going to deal with that next hour, and I look forward to chatting with you a little bit about that. I'd really like you to think about how you want to respond to this guy. And you're not responding to this guy because he's a jerk, obviously, and, you know, just arrogant and really a corrupt teacher. There's no way to run a history class running off of the mouth with his opinion about what he thinks of the military poisoning the minds of these young kids. I want you to think about it from the perspective of there are people that think like this. How do you combat it? You know what I mean? That's what I'd like you to do. That teacher is a moron. Ick, says the texter. I'm going to refrain from telling you what I think about the guy, and I imagine that a lot of others. I'm more interested in your response, how you'd counter this. What you tell them in return. So we got a little time to do that a little later on in the program. Anybody watch the Grammys last night? I am so proud of the fact I didn't watch 10 seconds of the Grammys. Nothing.
I remember the good old days, the Grammys were about music and not some sort of weird slant that has nothing to do with music.
Did you suffer through it, Todd?
No, heck no. Are you kidding? Royal Rumble was on. I wasn't going to be watching the Grammys.
What was on?
Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
No idea what the Royal Rumble is.
For the first time in WWE history, there was a 30-woman Royal Rumble in addition to the 30-man Royal Rumble. And,
is that right?
You know, and being an equal rights advocate that I am, I wanted to place my time and effort into that rather than something that was not celebrating what it was telling everybody it was on the air to celebrate, music.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't doubt there was others that were fired up about the Royal Rumble yesterday, too, so... To each his own, right?
You now have a fan that wants you to give tickets away to WrestleMania.
All right, we're on it. We just did the Super Bowl after all. Oh, excuse me, the big game.
Gosh. SB52.
I honestly don't do that. I don't do that on purpose. You have to know that I don't.
I'm waiting for them to take away SB. You know, we can call it SB52. Sooner or later, they're probably going to say, oh, that's our initials. You can't do that.
That was fun. We actually had all 52. Qualifiers lined up and then did a reverse drawing one by one until we got down to the final 10, then the final two, and then drew the big winner. The tension, the excitement was so fun. And we did it at the Fargo Air Museum. If you've never had a chance to visit the Fargo Air Museum, do that sometime. For our listeners out west or in western Minnesota, that's a nice little treasure there. It's right across from the Fargo Dome, so you've probably seen it if you've been to a Bison game before. But go in, take it in. A lot of great volunteers have put that together over the years. A lot of fun. So that was a lot of fun. But anyway, I'm very proud of the fact I did not spend 10 seconds on that. I did watch a little of the All-Star game. Anybody watch the NHL All-Star activities over the weekend? Brock Besser, former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, MVP, baby, which is pretty cool. And so Brock Besser, you know what you get when you're the MVP, Todd? Besides all kind of bonuses? You got a Honda was a sponsor, so Honda gave him a car.
Oh, nice.
So they wheel a car on the ice, and he's giving it to his sister, which is a really nice thing to do. What a nice big brother. Exactly right. All right, we're going to meet some more of the Giving Hearts Day charities when we come back. Then get some more of your calls. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To part today by MBI Energy. MBI Energy Services hiring in all areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services. Talk about established. They've been serving the Williston Basin and beyond, expanded from there since 1979. And they do that offering comprehensive training, have some great training facilities, excellent pay, great benefits, variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call about 844-MBI-JOBS. 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS. All right. Giving Hearts Day is coming up around the corner. It's February 8th. It is an opportunity for you to do some good and have your dollars matched. That's what I love about the creativity of this. Many, many organizations received a lion's share of the funding they need for the entire year on Giving Hearts Day, and they line up matches. So when you donate, then guess what? The money's matched, and they do good. 400 charities. 400 charities will be part of this. So February the 8th is when it starts. You can make an impact in a big, big way. Marcia Paulson is the Chief Development Officer of Great Plains Food Bank, one of those charities that will be encouraging folks to donate on Giving Hearts Day. Marcia, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Scott. And yourself?
I'm doing really good. What is the Great Plains Food Bank?
You know, we're the only food bank in North Dakota. And I think that surprises some people. We're in the business of recovering surplus food from our food industry partners and then making sure that that surplus food gets into the hands of partner agencies like food pantries, shelters, and soup kitchens, and then ultimately into the hands of those who need it. And many of them are children.
So this has got to be a well-oiled machine, I imagine. When you're talking about food that a restaurant is willing to donate, it means that they're not able to serve it anymore, and you got to get into the hands of somebody who needs it rather quick, huh?
That's right. It's an amazing logistics operation within our facilities. We got a fleet of trucks that travel the state. We got staff who are driving trucks picking up food every day from our grocery stores and our retailers and our food industry partners, those people who are gleaning corn and growing corn and squash and onions for us statewide, to see how we can turn this what have been a loss, unfortunately, of a good quality nutritious food into something that's going to sustain a child during the school day really is a blessing.
It sure is. And, you know, I mean, you think about, I've seen statistics on this before, don't have them handy, you may know them, but we waste a lot of food. And
nearly 40%.
Is that right? So 40% of what the food we end up buying, that's what we end up wasting?
Right.
Wow. And think about that. Think about that. Now, you know, any of us that have seen, you know, kids don't finish their meal or whatever, but even, okay, you know, half a loaf of bread that is beyond the date or whatever is getting to throw it away, you know, just all the time. So you can imagine how this adds up. That's why I love what you guys do, because I just think it's a fabulous way to prevent waste, which is just, you know, if you don't have to waste it, why waste it? Just seems like the right thing to do. But most importantly, getting into the hands of people who need it. What about on the need side? What do you find with this logistic, wonderful operation you have that gathers all this food that is good nutritional food? Where does it go?
It goes to nearly 96,000 people here in our state of North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. We just are wrapping up our 2017 numbers, and it's astronomical when you think about, you know, we live in an egg-rich state and we're feeding the world, yet there are people who are still struggling, and they're hardworking people. They're going to school. They're working a couple jobs. They're grandparents caring for children, their grandchildren. Sometimes they're folks who have served our country and are limited, living on limited incomes. So there are neighbors. There are folks that we work with. They're sitting in the pews next to us in church, and you know, they're struggling, and it's, you know, a lot of times temporary food assistance. They just need to get through the hard patch, and we're happy to be a part of their next step. We couldn't do it without all of our pantry partners who are on the front lines getting the food out to folks. We're excited about some of the new programs that we're able to offer to kids and seniors that are diving a little bit deeper into communities that don't traditionally have a food pantry for people to seek. And so, You know, it's about 1 in 9 people in our state, 36% of them kids, growing number, 12% seniors. You know, so half of those we're serving are the most vulnerable.
And that's who you're helping when you donate to the Great Plains Food Bank on Giving Hearts Day, and get the opportunities for that donation to be matched as well. So what's your goal? What do you want to raise on Giving Hearts Day?
We have a goal of reaching $195,000 on Giving Hearts Day. We're very, very fortunate to have a very generous pool of match donors, as you were sharing with your listeners. All gifts over up to $85,000 will be matched by our partners. So we have big goals. We have big need. I can tell you that the children who are going to be benefiting from the 24 hours of generous giving are those who are going to school with maybe out breakfast, or they're sitting in the classroom without the snack when all the other kids have it, or they're going home on a weekend without enough to eat after the, you know, free and reduced lunch program, you know, quits for a Friday. And you know, one of the programs that's going to benefit is our backpack program that we offer statewide, our school pantry program, our youth summer meals program, and then, of course, getting food to our pantry partners across the state so that kids have what they need to learn and grow and really dream of a future that's filled with potential.
Fascinating. Well, I appreciate the update, and good luck to you and the entire team at Great Plains Food Bank on the big day coming up, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. And, folks, you should know that impactgiveback.org is the website that will connect you to Giving Hearts Day. You can see 400-plus charities. Pretty darn neat, for sure. We have to celebrate one of our callers. Dave in Bismarck called about Carson Wentz the other day on the program. And, of course, we do that with the help of our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all. If you're in the oil industry, to Delta, they get it done. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, the modular skids, the tank batteries. You get the idea. I mean, everything from electrical and mechanical design to survey work, field engineering, temporary flaring services, they do it all. Call Eric at 406-250-8151. One call does it all. And you can also check them out online at deltaconstructors.net. And, of course, one call does it all here as we celebrate our call of the day from last week. Dave?
Carson has been a real up-and-up individual, caring individual about everything from soup to nuts, and then you get fans that just go ridiculous. And I don't think it deserves any comments from Carson to go ahead and tell others what he thinks about the fans. The fans are what they are. It's up to them, basically, to determine the outcome of their actions. I don't think it deserves any comments. I think it speaks for itself.
Good points. Dave and Bismarck, love those calls. 800-228-0550 for yours. We're going to chat when we come back with Father Frank Pavone. He is the National Director of Priests for Life. He has a suggestion for North Dakotans related to Senator Heidi Heitkamp. We'll find out about that when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A nurse. You became a nurse. Why? You have a heart for others, right? You probably want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach that full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. So at the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you. They now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary, a smart choice, because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time. The University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. All right, as promised, our next guest is the National Director of the Priests for Life Group. He's been on the steps of the state capitol in Bismarck. He's been here advocating for innocent life and is a champion. And is back to talk about some legislation in Congress that he thinks is important for you to interact with your elected leader. Especially one that has not exactly been in the right place on this. In fact, I just saw the other day she has a 100% rating with Planned Parenthood. So imagine that. That means you are about as radical as you can get in the United States Senate. That's Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Back with us today is Father Frank Pavone. Father, nice to have you back. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I love North Dakota. I have many, many visits there over the years in my role with Priests for Life. And thank you for having me on today.
By the way, I love your Facebook Live videos. You're getting more and more aggressive on Facebook Live. Great teaching, great education, great coverage of events. So keep it up. That's wonderful.
Oh, appreciate that. Yeah, I hope our listeners can connect me with me there. I love doing that every day.
Yeah. So I'll tell you an interesting story. You know, the March for Life, as you know, was just recently held in Washington, D.C., the biggest march on Washington. It's grassroots. It's kids largely. It really is. I've been there with our kids, and it's just something to behold. It really is just amazing. You can't be there and not just feel the power of all this energy and this vibrant youth standing up for innocent life. And I was told recently that Senator Heitkamp refused to meet with the students that came to the March for Life. Now, Senator Hovind did, Congressman Kramer did, spent a lot of time with them. And I understand that Senator Heitkamp has a different position than you and I on this issue. But to refuse to meet with students all the way from North Dakota just because you disagree with them seems a little shallow, doesn't it?
It does. And I think it reflects a lack of confidence in her own position on abortion, because you know, I mean, if I were in her shoes, I'd say, well, let me meet with these students and explain where I'm coming from. Because if it has any kind of intellectual persuasiveness, why wouldn't you want to present that as you dialogue with these students and teach them? Furthermore, it's a beautiful opportunity to teach them how to have respectful dialogue across very divisive issues. Otherwise, how are we going to keep our nation together if we can't even talk about it?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even just hear them out. Just let them have a say. Just
yeah.
You know, if you're uncomfortable with a dialogue about your own position, and I don't know, I just was really sad to hear that more than anything. There is some some legislation that is going to be considered soon in the Senate, the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. What is this legislation?
Well, actually, yes, and it's going to be considered, in fact, today. This is a bill that says, as the first word of the bill is pain. Scientific evidence is clear that babies in the womb can feel pain. Now, there's not a magic day when it begins, but the more research that's done, it points earlier and earlier in the gestational age. What this legislation does is it identifies as an interest of the state the protection of babies from pain. I mean, we even have federal laws that protect cattle from unnecessary pain when we slaughter them for our food. So we have that for animals, but we don't have anything in the law right now protecting these children in the womb from these painful abortion procedures that literally tear them apart limb from limb. What we're doing right now in the Congress has held these findings that these children feel pain, and it's using 20 weeks of development as the cutoff point and is saying, out of compassion, out of human decency, out of the desire to preserve these babies from pain, they cannot be killed by abortion once they reach 20 weeks of development. Now, we're talking about 5 months into the pregnancy. Even most people who call themselves pro-choice will say, well, if she's going to choose abortion, let her choose it earlier in the pregnancy. But once you get into the sixth month and beyond of pregnancy, no. It's too late. Those babies shouldn't be allowed to be born. This is what Senator Heitkamp and the other senators in the U.S. Senate are going to be asked to vote on this afternoon. Say, should we protect these babies or not? And it's very, very, very meaningful piece of legislation.
You have a website called StopTheirPain.com. You're asking North Dakotans to go there and sign this open letter to Senator Heitkamp. As I understand, she's not said how she stands on this, so you think there's still a chance to persuade her?
Well, she needs to be asked publicly. I don't know. I don't have any evidence that she is changing her position. As a matter of fact, this bill did come up in the past. This bill was brought to the Senate in 2015, and Senator Heitkamp had the chance then to express some kind of desire to protect these babies, but she didn't. And, you know, there's a vote before. What happens in the Senate is first they vote as to whether or not they're going to have a vote. And that's going to take place this afternoon. And then if enough senators want to even have a vote to pass the bill, then they vote a second time to actually pass it or not. So we're going to see this afternoon, and I would ask people to, you mentioned the website theyfeelpain.com, where people can sign on to this open letter, which basically says what we've been saying already. It points out what the bill is and says, look, you know, if you're in public office, you got to be willing at least to protect these babies. Otherwise, we don't understand why you wouldn't want to do that. But then to watch carefully what happens this afternoon, because we'll be obviously publicizing the results of this too, and we'll continue to ask these senators, why did you vote the way that you did? Because we all deserve to know something so basic.
So that website is stoptheirpain.com, stoptheirpain.com. One way to do it, otherwise just call. I mean, I always think it's a good idea to call. Some people tell me, why bother? You know, they'll say, well, why do you even bother? But in my mind, you know, if you care about this issue, you pick up the phone. She's at some point going to be informed what the tally is. It will be overwhelmingly in favor of, you know, this legislation. And if nothing else, she has to swallow hard before voting, knowing there's a political cost to it. Right, Father?
Well, that's right. And you know, the thing about it is this, that when these senators debate matters like this, and whether publicly or internally, you know, they're quoting numbers. You know, they talk to each other. And the ones that are pro-life, you know, we need to communicate with them, too, because then they can say, hey, I heard from 10,000 of my constituents about this. You know, and then the ones that that vote pro-abortion, no, they can count, too. And when they get calls, if they hear from 10,000 people, I mean, this registers with them. And they say they might not change their position, but especially if they want to go back to those same people and say, hey, vote for me in November, they're going to, you know, they're gonna take account of that.
Absolutely. Texter says, my son was 27 weeks. My cousin was 22. They can feel pain. Go to a neonatal intensive care unit, and you tell me there isn't pain, I'll prove you wrong. The hardest part is watching your child go through the pain. Late-term abortion is wrong. I'm pro-life. Senator Heitkamp needs to figure it out. I'll ask her publicly this weekend at Fargo's Democratic MPL district conventions. That's another way, just right, to have a respectful conversation with Senator Heitkamp in this case when you see her next, because that's the good thing about North Dakota. You're going to if you want to get face to face with her and ask her the question, right?
Well, and I want to urge people to do that. Ask the question, you know, because it's a win-win-win. Either they, if you say, hey, should babies be protected? And by the way, we're talking about healthy babies carried by healthy mothers. Priests for Life did a series of phone calls across the country just very recently, and we released more of them today, as a matter of fact. And we have people, a woman calling, saying she's 30 weeks pregnant, and baby is healthy, she's healthy, and she still manages to get an appointment for an abortion. And by the time they would do the procedure, she would be 32 weeks. I mean, this is happening in our country, and our senators have the opportunity to stop this insanity right now. So to ask the question, number one, are you willing to protect these babies? And ask it in terms of healthy babies and healthy mothers, because Senator Heitkamp and many of these other senators, they'll try to make us think that this only happens when there's medical complications. That's not true. It happens on healthy babies carried by healthy mothers. So you ask them, should they be protected? If they say yes, then we have support for our bill. If they say no, then they show how extreme they are. If they dodge the question, they also show how extreme they are. What are you doing in public office if you can't even answer that question of whether these late-term babies should be protected?
Yeah, if the answer is no, you're not willing to protect innocent babies old enough to feel pain, who would she be willing to protect? I mean, where
right,
is the line? Where is the line? That's the thing. And by the way, this has passed three times at least in the House of Representatives. The prime example how the House passes these things that people care about, and it ends up in a graveyard in the Senate. So this is a rare opportunity for this legislation finally to break through, finally to be heard. And I think it was announced they were going to vote on it during the March for Life, which was another piece of good news, and it's already here. So today is the day. Here's the number, by the way, 202-224-2043 for Senator Heitkamp's office. So if you want to call and just let her know how you feel, and ask if she plans to vote in favor of these babies that can feel pain, you'll have an idea, and you can let us know. 202-224-2043. Are we, as a movement, making great progress in this area, Father?
Tremendous, tremendous progress. We're making progress. You know, this law has passed in about 16 states, by the way, and we're making progress on the state level with this and other kinds of legislation. We're making progress in public opinion polls. We're making progress because abortion facilities continue to close from coast to coast. I mean, we've had two-thirds of the abortion facilities close in the last 20, 25 years. So we are very encouraged. We are in the movement very, very, we have a great momentum right now, getting more and more people activated. It is a great time to be pro-life and to take the actions that we are recommending here today.
All right, stoptheirpain.com, or you can call directly to Senator Heitkamp's office, 202-224-2043. First time in a long time this is going to get a vote in the United States Senate. It's passed many times in the House, so that's how legislation works. Let's hope it happens today. Two votes, as Father Perpone pointed out. One, the vote to vote, and then the actual vote on it. So that'll be today in the Senate. Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Father Perpone, bless you. Keep up the great work. Thanks for the time today.
Oh, thank you for having me. God bless.
Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com. MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? Asking the question, what's on your mind? 258-0550-800-258-0550. Texter says, making abortion illegal will not stop abortion. It'll just make it unsafe. This is a argument among people who I think want to justify their viewpoint. When you think of Sense Roe versus Wade, when it was made legal, 50 million children were legally murdered. All right, just wrap your mind around that number, 50 million plus. since Roe versus Wade made it illegal. It's become a convenience thing now more than anything. To the caller's point, would some people, if it were illegal, still seek to have an abortion? Yeah. But there wouldn't be 50 million in that time frame. And you have to, and I think we, this is what we do very, very well, I believe, as a pro-life movement. Recognize there are going to be times when a pregnancy that was not planned occurs. Don't look down your nose at it. Don't shame anyone. Walk a mile in their shoes and understand they need help. That could be an unwed mother that needs a maternity home as a young girl. There's wonderful examples of that. Warsaw, North Dakota. St. Gianna's Maternity Home. The Perry Center. I could go on and on. First Choice Clinic and the work they do. Just last week, I heard a story about a young pregnant mother was walking into the abortion facility in downtown Fargo, encountered someone on the way in and said, "We're praying for you to decide to have that baby." Went into the clinic and couldn't do it, couldn't go through with it. Left, talked to that same person, said, "Now what should I do?" They sent that person to the First Choice Clinic. The First Choice Clinic says, "Okay, you know, let's show you an ultrasound of the baby. Here's where it's at. Here's what we need to do in the way of, you know, prenatal care. Here's what you need to be eating. And by the way, we'll help you decide, do you want to keep the baby? You want to put the baby up for adoption? If you want to keep the baby, here's clothes for the baby." I mean, all kinds of things they do. And they have clinics all throughout North Dakota. That's fantastic. That's a much better way to handle it than say, "No, let's just allow this slaughter to continue because somebody somewhere might, if it's no longer legal, decide to illegally end a baby's life and harm themselves." Come on, you can think better than that. That's not an excuse. Folks, I believe this is every bit as bad. In other words, if I take you back to the decision among Hitler and his henchmen to think it was okay to exterminate people they didn't like, and we know roughly 6 million people were put into these gas chambers, put into these mass graves, just sick, repulses you to the core, right? Go to the Holocaust Museum. You can't not get physically ill in the place. It's awful. Shocks you to your core that people could be that evil. How's this any different? Everything about you was decided at the moment of conception. Everything about you was decided at the moment of conception. And that's what we're snuffing out in the name of convenience? This is our Holocaust. And we own this. And if we don't take it on and do something about it and just whistle past the graveyard and na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, then we own it. We absolutely own it, in my view. Toby Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Scott, I really don't need to say much more because just listening to you in the last couple minutes here, you covered what I wanted to cover. The only thing I'm going to add is I'm just really tired of people throwing out these completely uneducated text messages to you or comments to you about unsafety. And I mean, just take some time and get educated on the whole situation and listen to the people who've worked at abortion clinics and tell me they're safe. Yeah, you can't find evidence anywhere that any of this stuff is safe. And it's never going to be safe, and it's mostly never going to be safe for the soul of the people who do this. And it's just, you know, the only thing I'm going to add further is, you know, Heidi Heitkamp, we're a pro-life state, and we've voted that way ever since I was a little kid. And we've seen people in office take stuff away from us that we voted for. And we've seen it do that with pro-life in the past. We banned abortions here many years ago, and it was overturned by a governor. We've done these things over and over, and they keep taking it away from us. I say to Heidi Heitkamp, for one time, if anything, I don't care about taxes. I don't care about all the other things that we talk about with along politic party lines. this is human life. For one time in your life, vote with your state, but also vote with your conscience, because anybody with a conscience cannot vote against life. That's all I got.
Well said, Toby. Thank you. Dave and Frazee, real quick, got a half a minute for you. Go.
Okay, Ronald Reagan, one of his quotes was, if we ever forget we're one nation under God, we will become a nation gone under. Right after 9/11, daughter Billy Graham was interviewed, asked how could God let that happen. She says, well, we kicked God out of our school, out of our public square. The Ten Commandments are...
You're right. They're connected, Dave. Appreciate that. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.